KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Greatest glory be reserved. Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we played We Remember by Dwayne O'Brien, and that is in remembrance of all of our World War II veterans. This last weekend was the Spirit of 45, and the Spirit of 45 is remembering our World War II generation, the greatest generation of our country, those who came back and built our cities and our roads and our highways and our hospitals and continue to make the United States the country that it is right now, that all of us use in some of us abuse in but the freedom that we have because of those men and women who served during that time frame, and then those that continue to serve since then. And so one of the reasons that we're talking about this also is Kyra, our guest this morning, as was one of our interns, but now she's, you know, one of our true staff members and volunteers, has come and gone and come back again. You were part of the program during the time that you were here. We talked about, and we went to Honor Flight of Northern California, and that's where we took World War II veterans back to see the monument there in World War in Washington D.C. for the World War II veterans. And you were able to go on one of those trips as one of the guardians. And I just want you to talk a little bit because you were younger then, just out of high school, you just graduated. The experience that you had and how much that made a difference in your life.
That was one of the best weekends that I have ever had, even to this day. I was so excited to go on the trip. I had no idea what I was in for. Like, I knew we were taking World War II veterans, like, over to see their monuments, but I didn't really know what the impact it would have on my life. And so, like, as we went, they traveled with us from Reading to the airport, then all the way across the country to D.C., and then, like, all the way back. So we were with them for the entire weekend. And just being able to be there with them and support them and talk to them and listen to their stories was just so impactful, because they were just, like, they were so grateful to be there. But as you saw, like, they were grateful to see their monuments, you could also see, like, the hurt and the pain in their eyes and what they went through. Because today, like, I can't even imagine what they went through. Like, I have no idea what it was like for that time in their life. But be able to support them through that and to see just, like, the look on their face, like, when they were looking through their monuments and just seeing, like, when they would get quiet and you would just see that sense of, like, sadness and, like, the memories would rush back to them. And so being able to be there and support them, like, through that time, because, yes, they were enjoying it, but it was also such a hard time for them, really made a difference in my life, because it really made me realize, like, what they've gone through. Because it's so hard to imagine what they've gone through. Like, I can't even, like, put into words of what could even possibly would have happened to them. And so being there to support them through that time was just so impactful, because it really opened my eyes on how much it affected them, like, to this day still, because it just changed who they were forever. And I remember when we were leaving, the gentleman I was with, like, pretty much most of the weekend, he looked at me with, like, the sincerest look and was like, "I'm so glad you came on this trip. Thank you for being here with me through this time, and just thank you for, like, helping me through this." He was like, "I'm so grateful that you're there." And it just almost made me cry, because I was young. I just graduated. It was 12 days before my 18th birthday. Like, I had no idea, like, what to expect. And I had no idea that it was going to be, like, such a big impact for him, but also my life as well. And it really just makes us, like, remember that they've gone through more than, like, we can ever imagine. And just supporting them through that is one of the greatest things that we can do, because they need, like, all the support that they can get, because, like, I can't even, like, fathom what they've gone through. And, like, even now, like, with my husband being in the military, like, I could not even imagine, like, him having to go through any of those things. Like, I pray he doesn't have to, but that's also what he signed up for. And so it really, like, hit close to home, because at the time, like, I never knew, like, I would be, like, in the position I'm in today. Like, I never knew, like, I'd marry someone in the Army. Like, I was 18. Like, I just started college. Like, I had no idea, like, where my life was going to go. And so I have a different perspective on it now than I did, like, when I first went. Like, it was impactful then, but it's more impactful now, because it hits closer to home now. And so that's why, one of the reasons why I love volunteering, because I love giving back to the people who have done what I couldn't and what I will never do. So being able to give back to them and say thank you to them and support them, it just feels like a sense of, like, greater purpose, because it's like they've already given so much. It's like the least we can do to be there to support them.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better than that. And the other thing also is that you were 18 at that time, and they were 18 when they were going through those experiences in their own lives. So there was a surrealness of they experienced what they did at 18, and you were there helping them at 18 in your own life. And so, I mean, that's what a bond and what an opportunity that is. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We played the United States Army song because Kyra's husband is in the United States Army right now. She is an Army wife, and that also goes out to Joy Crow and her husband, who is also an Army officer serving right now in Virginia, I believe.
Texas.
Well, I guess I'm off on that one. I thought they were in Virginia. Anyway, good morning. If you're listening, Joy, she was one of our teachers out here at the high school there in Anderson. And so she worked with us also. In fact, she's the one who introduced us to Kyra through this whole intern program. And so thank you very much for that. We have all gained because of that introduction, the organization and our community and our veterans community. Kyra, you know, you are a young Army bride, and a lot of people don't know right now what our young families are going through, especially the wives while their husbands are overseas, and some of the things that you've had to deal with being on different Army bases and things like that while your husband's a young buck in the Army, going through some of the, you know, the tough times in training and things like that. And so I'd like to just share a little bit about your experience with your husband being in the Army and being a young bride and dealing with some of these issues. There's a whole different spectrum of situations that are put on a couple that are in the military versus being somebody that's just out in the community that is not involved with the military at all. Can you share some of those concerns with us?
Yeah, so, I mean, it really just depends on, like, a bunch of different, like, aspects. Like, for us, like, this is the first time that he's been gone for, like, any length of time, and this is the first time we've had to, like, work through, like, the separation of him being gone. It's, like, at the end of the day, like, we knew he was going to be gone, and so we set, like, expectations, like, for ourselves. So it's like, yes, we'll have, like, I can talk to him, like, pretty much whenever I want, but setting the expectation of realizing that we're not going to talk every day kind of helps to buffer through those times, because it's like, oh, well, I haven't heard from him for, like, 40 days. Like, why doesn't he talk to me? Or more or less, like, okay, no, we are both living completely different lives right now, and so just setting, like, the expectation of we're going to sit down at least once a week to talk really helps to dismiss, like, some of those problems that, like, we could have with him being gone, of, like, why are we not talking? Because we know, like, this is when we're going to talk, and it just helps to, like, buffer and, like, keep our relationship, like, while more solid, like, while he's gone. And I think one of the biggest things that I've learned about him during the Army is just, like, how important, like, a sense of community is, because we were from California, and his first station was in Georgia. So we moved all the way across the country. Right when we got married, we didn't know anybody in Georgia. We didn't have any friends. We didn't know anything about the area. We had no idea what we were doing. And the biggest thing is just finding, like, the sense of community, finding those people that become, like, almost like your sense of family and things that you do with when you can't have your family because they're all the way across the country. And so it's like we have an open door policy, like, in our house. Like, if any of our friends, if any of his fellow soldiers, if they need anything at all, like, they know they can come to us because we'll be there to support them, because they're also there with no family and no one else around them. And so, like, finding a sense of community really just helps to make it, like, a more positive experience, because there's so many positives to it as well, because, I mean, we got to live in Georgia that we would have never moved to before. We got to see, like, so many different amazing things. Like, I've driven across the country 3 times now because we've lived in Georgia. And so it's been such a great opportunity as long as you make it worthwhile and you make it, like, a positive experience, because there's a lot of, like, garbage that goes along with it. There's a lot of stress that comes with it. But realizing that, yes, there's stress, but there's also stress in any other job. So he could have a civilian job and be under just as much stress, even though it's different stress. And so just navigating that, oh, hey, like, this is worth it, because we are opened up to so many new opportunities that we wouldn't have gotten before. And so finding that sense of community, reaching out, making friends, is really just how you make it worthwhile and how you, like, enjoy your life while you're, like, moving all over the place, because we were there for 2.5 years, and then now I'm back in California for a year, and then we'll be moving again here in a couple months. And so just finding that sense of community will really carry you through, and it helps to make it enjoyable, so you're not just lonely, missing home, stuck in the house all day with, like, no friends.
Well, let me tell you, your attitude is fantastic. An attitude with the military is everything, because it's really easy to get a bad attitude, especially if you have a command that is that's overstructured, or that micromanages their personnel, or doesn't take care of their personnel. I mean, it can go either direction. It can go one direction where nobody is getting the support that they need from the internal part of the organization, or it can be where they're just demanding left and right every time you turn around, more and more from that individual. And that's stressful enough when you're by yourself, let alone if you're married and you have a wife, not in tow, but a wife that's with you that you're trying to take care of also. I can imagine the new Army or the new Navy or the new programs that are out there now and all the different responsibilities that are there. And so we're going to be coming up on a break here in just a second, but I want to commend you for having such a good attitude and being able to work with him while he's going through. He's deployed right now. He's overseas on a duty station in Korea. And you're here going to school and being back here in Northern California, close to your friends and your family, for that support team. So you're not stuck back there all by yourself trying to do that. And
well,
so,
like, even find the positives, like, in those situations also really helps, because it's like, okay, yeah, we're going to be apart for the entire year, but he's also going to experience a different country, a different culture, and he's – he's getting an experience that he would never get back here in the States. It's really eye-opening for him, and it's helping him grow and helping shape who he is going to be one day and who he's becoming. And so it's like, yes, I miss him, but he's over there for a greater purpose, and he's getting exposed to so much more than he would get exposed to here. And it's like, even for like myself, it gives me time to like go to school and like get my master's degree, and I also get to come back and volunteer again for this year's Christmas, which I'm like so excited about. So it's hard and it sucks, but it also at the same time, it is what you make it, and we're using this time for a greater purpose and not just sitting around and like wallowing like in our misery.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, Colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
On the 4th of July, it's some handwritten letters from home, it's some sleepless nights alone, it's his newborn baby he left with his wife, Mr. Red, White, and Blue.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and once again, our guest this morning is Kyra Krill, and she is our intern, or I should say she was one of our first interns for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And she literally has grown up through the ranks of working with the museum from right out of before high school when she was a junior and then her senior project. And then now you are a Army wife. The wife of a an Army personnel who is working right now in now he is an MP, correct?
He is.
So he's an MP in Korea at one of the bases there and performing his duties for Korea and for the United States Army and for our nation. And we were just talking about some of the ordeals that you're dealing with, not ordeals, but military life that you're working with and dealing with that people may not know, especially as a young bride. And the other thing also is, you know, it used to be when I was still in the Navy, you wrote letters back and forth, and you'd get a letter from home, and now you just get an instantaneous email or conversation. It's completely changed the way that being away from each other used to be, because you would wait and wait and wait for a letter, and now it's the phone rings and there they are right there. You have instantaneous conversation or even, you know, video chatting and things like that. So how is that? It probably doesn't even make any difference at this point. Do you write letters back and forth or is it all emails?
We do not. I have not written him a letter since he was in basic training, and letters was the only form of communication we had because he didn't have a spell during basic training. But no, we haven't written any letters. I mean, he has sent me a couple, like, care packages, like, from Korea of, like, the different, like, food items and a couple, like, souvenirs and stuff that he's, like, got over there, which has been really cool that I'm able to, like, try different foods and, like, different snacks that he's got over there. So that's been really fun, and it's kind of been, like, a good way to help, like, keep us connected because he's like, oh, like, this snack's really good. It's like, I know exactly, like, what he's talking about. And so at this point, we just usually, like, video chat and we'll text message most of the time. And we just, like I said before, we set that expectation of we're going to, like, I talk at least, like, once a week, usually on, like, a Saturday or a Sunday. And that helps, like, stops, like, the guessing and, like, the stress of, like, the lack of communication because, yes, we do have so much more open communication that it can cause problems because it's like, okay, well, why hasn't he texted me today? Like, he should be awake. Well, he's probably at work and he's probably busy. So that's why I haven't heard from him. Or if I'm at work and he sends me a message, like, I can't get back to it right away. And so, like, having just such, like, an open source communication, like, we knew it was going to be an issue, like, if we didn't, like, figure out how we were going to navigate it. And so for us, one of the best things that's been working is we just sit down, like, once a week. We carve out, like, a couple hours for both of our days, and we sit down and have an actual, like, video chat conversation, and we'll talk about the entire week. We'll talk for a couple hours about things that have happened, things that we're doing, things we're looking forward to, and that way we're just not sitting there having these, like, pointless conversations and being like, well, why aren't you talking? And then I'm stressed because he's not talking because we probably talked a week and we have nothing else to talk about. And so it really just helps, like, alleviate the stress of, like, the lack of communication, him not being here, because when we don't get to talk all week, we actually have things to talk about and then, like, look forward to, like, those conversations. And so it really just helped. That's how, like, we've been navigating, like, just having so much communication, but then the lack of, like, him not being there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So one of the other things that is taking up your – is he going to school while he's there at all? Is he taking any online courses or anything like that?
He's currently in the process of, like, enrolling in classes and stuff. It's just been a little hard with, like, the Ed Center being closed and different just army hoops you have to jump through, and they were changing the way they, like, pay for tuition and stuff. So he's still in the process of enrolling, but he is looking to enroll hopefully within the next month or so to take one of his first classes.
Well, you know, it's not always. I mean, sometimes it's the duty can be boring, but, I mean, by the time you pull a regular watch and then you pull an extra watch or there's extra duty or different things like that that you have to do, your life is pretty full.
Yeah.
And a command usually makes sure that the idle hands are getting trouble, so they pretty much make sure that there's no idle hands and that everybody has something to stand to and do.
Yeah, but he's definitely staying busy over there. He has lots of work to do. He's working nights right now, so they have, like, long, like, 12-hour night shifts. He's definitely, like, staying busy over there. And a year seems such, like, a long time, but also such a short time. And, like, it has been going by really fast. But then also some days it's really slow. Like, his year's been gone for 6 months, so we're already, like, halfway through this. It feels like he just left yesterday, but then it also at the same time feels like he's been gone for a year. And so it goes by really fast, but then it also goes by really slow, depending on, like, the week or, like, what's going on.
Well, the United States is still in an armistice with Korea. We are not at war, but we are not the war is not over there. There are still hostilities on both sides, and we have different units that are there that are on the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, on a 24-hour notice and 24-hour period because of their leader who likes to shoot rockets over towards Japan and Taiwan and things like that. And so your husband is a military police in a situation where it's fairly calm at this time, but he is trained to be ready to step into action and do whatever it's going to take at any given time. And so we thank him for being able to step up for that. We thank you for supporting him in the duties that he has while he's serving overseas right now. And I think it's so critical for the support team at home to be able to be in a positive manner such as yourself. Now, one of the things that you're using for your time frame is you're in the middle of a master's degree, aren't you?
I did. I decided to go back to school for my master's after he left to help fill the time, and also just something that I was wanting to do. So that has been taking up a good chunk of my time. So when we moved to Georgia, I was halfway through my bachelor's degree. I had no idea how I was going to finish my bachelor's degree. I started working at Starbucks, and then I came across their Starbucks Achievement Program. So they actually paid for me to finish the second half of my bachelor's degree.
That's awesome.
And then from there, I kind of took a year off trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then we found out he was going to Korea. I came back home. And I was like, well, this will be the perfect opportunity for me to just be able to, like, focus on school and really, like, take some extra classes and just, like, dive a little deeper into that because he's not taking up my time, so I have a bunch of extra time. And so it's been a really good distraction and it's been a good positive use of my time of him not being here. And it's helping me create, like, my future career that I want to have, even with us moving all the time.
What was your bachelor's degree?
My bachelor's in family and human development.
Human development.
And then
that kind of helps you deal with all these other things that are going on also.
It definitely does. It relates to a lot of, like, the different, like, family issues and, like, dynamics. And it just has... It helps you, like, navigate, like, those different, like, problems and issues that, like, we come across in, like, a different way.
So in your master's degree, what is your ultimate goal when you finish your master's?
So my master's...
I
just started. Oh, so I am, like, in my second. So I'm in, like, my first semester still.
Okay.
So. I'm finishing up my second class right now. I'm about to start, like, my first, like, full small fall semester. So my master's is a Master of Education. It's going to be in education and school counseling. And so my overall main goal is to be working as, like, either, like, a high school or, like, a middle school guidance counselors to help kids, like, figure out their career path, what colleges they want to have, different, like, issues that they have, like, during school, working with, like, parents and just that sort of thing, like, being there to help them figure out what direction they want their life to go.
That sounds like a really positive career goal. So that looks like you have with, so what are you looking at, another 3 to 4 years in your master's degree?
As of right now, if I stay on track, I should be done with my master's degree in December of 2023. So not too far away.
No, it's not that far away.
Not that far away at all.
We're almost done with 2021.
So it'll be coming up a lot faster. So where it's only like a 2.5 year program, so I'll get like the first good chunk of it knocked off while he's gone, and then I'll finish it after he returns. And it's all online, so then it's, which is perfect. So then I can do it wherever we go next.
So do you have rumors of where his next duty station might be?
We have rumors. We have nothing confirmed yet, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay, so that's fine. We can wait on that. I know that after he comes back from Korea, I mean, anywhere on the West Coast, if maybe a location where he may end up going. So, you know, that's just a fantastic opportunity. Now, I know that one of the other things that you've also been working on since that time frame is you've been part of the museum program with Battlefield Expressions.
I have, and that was such a great program. I honestly didn't really know what I was getting myself into yet again. It's kind of like the pattern that happens with Rob. I'll volunteer something, and it's like, oh, this is bigger than I thought. But it was such a great program. I really enjoyed like going to art classes like every week and just having like yet another sense of community, which is like the theme today. Because it just being around different like people that are either like active duty or they were like veterans, it was really just like a nice sense of community for like us to all come together and just get to kind of like turn our minds off and just like focus on like painting and like something peaceful and just something like just something happy.
Well, one of the things also is coming back from Georgia and being surrounded by all military everywhere and then coming back home and then not having any military influences around you at all. It's got to be nice to be able to come back to a program that is pro-military, pro-family, that where you are welcomed and you're not shunned. People aren't pointing a finger at you or pushing you away. And Michelle Kwistoff, our director for the art program through Battlefield Expressions, is here with us all also this morning. And that was one of the reasons being able to put this program together when we originally established Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy was being able to make a like-minded opportunity of veterans and family members who support each other and help themselves through this program, whereas they might not have any support otherwise.
It was definitely a rush of breath, Eric, because coming back, like my family was like so excited that I'm back, and they understand like to a point of like the Army lifestyle, but at the same time, they don't really have like any ideas.
No,
like they're trying to like relate and they're trying to be like, oh well, we support you when we get this, but at the same time it's like, I don't know how you do it. And so it's like just being able to step away from them transforming, they don't really know how, to being surrounded by people who actually have been there, done that, they understand it. It's just like it's a breath of fresh air. It's like, okay, like I don't have to explain it to you. Like you get exactly what I'm talking about. Like I don't have to explain it. You just know. And it's just such a breath of fresh air, especially coming back and having to re-explain it to different family members who just may not understand even though they're trying to. And so it was really just relaxing and just like, oh, finally, you get it. Like, I don't have to just constantly explain myself.
Well, I noticed that a couple of times when you showed up, you just kind of settled right into your chair when you made yourself at home, and it was just like you let your shoulders down because now all of a sudden you were in like-mindedness with other people. You knew that you could just talk about anything and we could relate to you. We could work with you. And plus, you were old stomping grounds. May have been a new building, but you were with people that you knew from before that were part of your support team. And then you had met Michelle before you had left, I believe.
Yeah. And we worked together for one of the Christmas with the Troops.
That's right. And then also, she was running the program, was part of the program. And Michelle, talk a little bit more. You were a Navy brat. You were the daughter of a Vietnam veteran sailor. During the Vietnam War and then also after that fact. And I mean, you talk all the time about being hauled around with the gear, in the troop or the luggage and everything else.
The military has a whole different life. We have a whole different language. You know, we can spit out a bunch of letters and only people who are co-military or co-military families know what that means. And so, you know, we try as best we can to try to fit back in with, you know, normal society as you call it, or civilians and whatnot. But literally, if you've never been through it, you don't know it. So when you have people who are part of military background and they run programs for military veterans and their families, it gives you a whole different sense of community because, like Kyra said, you can sit there and take a breath and know that you can talk about literally anything and those people are not going to sit there and judge you for your family member being gone or your spouse being gone or, you know, having lived through those different wartime eras and different parts of the world. You know, literally every other country you can think of, there's had some sort of military action in it at some point or another on every continent. So having that camaraderie there and knowing that people are not going to judge you because your family member is serving your country far away, that's a different story. You know, it makes you feel like you belong somewhere else. You know, you feel like you belong to the veterans organization. You feel like you belong to the community of the people who've sacrificed their services and their lives to serve our community and our country to be able to give us our freedom.
You know, one of the things I really like about the program with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is the fact that we are able to reach out with a handshake or with a hug or with an opportunity to support our different military families. If you were to come back to California and you had no military opportunity for support or anything else, I mean, you wouldn't be, you're a very strong individual, and so you really wouldn't be left out on your ear. But other military families coming back and not having an opportunity to come to Homeward Bound or to Battlefield Expressions may never have that opportunity otherwise.
Yeah, well, it's definitely hard when, it's hard when you get there and you get the sense of community and you're building on it, but then, like, when you come back and you just lost the sense of community that you have to build, you have to, like, rebuild it. And so being able to, like, find that same sense of community without having to, like, completely rebuild it is just, it's relaxing. It's like, okay, like, this isn't going to be as overwhelming as I thought. It's going to be easier to sink back in a normal civilian life because you do have a sense of normalcy from what you're used to for so many years.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm grateful that you came back. I mean, we were sorry to see you go when you left, but we knew that that was part of life and that you were moving on in that direction. But for you to come back and bounce back to our lives again and be a positive influence, we're grateful that you're here and you're grateful that you're going to be back part of the program. And we definitely want to support you while Bailey's over there serving our nation and our country, and to let him know that you're in good hands. While he's over there serving, you're back here in good hands, and we're going to make sure that our programs help to take care of you like we do other military families. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
He's been living for the last 8 months, and it ain't about the badges on his uniform, and it ain't about the oil like they say it is in the news. You'll never hear him say it don't matter anymore. 'Cause what matters most is feeling home. Gathered round the table, barely able to get through the day without thinking about him, their life without him. So he makes sure that they know that he knows what matters most. She gets mad when someone talks bad about red, white, and blue. Says they don't understand what it stands for. Said if they spend just one day on their knees in her shoes, they'd be a little more appreciative of that, I'm sure. What matters most is down the road.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, What Matters Most by Craig Morgan. And, you know, if you haven't worn the shoes of a military person, if you haven't worn the shoes of a military wife or the family members of someone who served this nation, you don't know the stresses. You don't know the situations that they go through or all the different situations that, that are forced upon them sometimes that they have no control over. And so that's why these programs are so important. When we put together the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services Program, the Battlefield Expressions Art Program, our Silver Star Veterans and Widows Program to help take care of our elderly veterans, because once a spouse passes and they're by themselves, many times there's no other support team, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know where to go, and they don't know what, how to get that advice. And it doesn't matter whether they're 85, and it doesn't matter if they're 18. The concerns and the stresses are still the same. One has a little more life experience than the other one's learning as they go, but they're still learning at all those different ages because life happens. And none of us are ever prepared for what can happen tomorrow that we're not prepared for today. We don't know what we don't know. And so to have some support team to be able to be there to be part of that program, I'm thankful that we've had Homeward Bound here to be a part of your life, to be a part of your program, to be a part of your life also for both of you, to be able to give you that support in the family area. It doesn't matter if you're a military brat or if you're the wife of a veteran, the challenges are the same. There's your loved one will change when they come back. They're never exactly the same. And you will change during certain time frames, and you will never be exactly the same while they're gone. But it's the coming home, it's the meeting, it's being together, and then it's relearning to live together, it's relearning to be with each other and to share those experiences, and not to be able to use them as challenges against each other, but be able to use them as positive aspects of your relationship, so that each one of you brings greater things to the table so that you can both move ahead. Because he's going to, I don't know if he's going to have a career. I know that he's got his 4 years right now. But if he makes it into a career and you become a career Army wife, there will be so many different things that you'll be learning and different challenges. But I'm thankful that you're taking the classes that you are with the, your master's degree and your bachelor's degree, because those things are ways that you can learn while you're in the process of helping others. And that's what this whole program has always been from the very beginning, is helping others. So tell me a little bit more. I mean, as we get ready, as we're getting finished here, I know that you're using the Battlefield Expressions as part of your therapy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Roof.